At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends, we're here again. Talking the never-ending season of
Oh my God. And so there's another fucking episode.
But it continues to be good to me. I gotta say. You know,
I like it. It's cute.
We're picking our once a month, we're dropping a Patreon archive episode everywhere. And so I was listening to our Improving 90 Day. And in December, we were on the edge of giving up on the show. So I think it says a lot that we're back in it. Because that episode, we're like, fuck this show.
I think next
we might feel that way.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So before we get into it, I have a few food questions for you. The first is, you had a bad meal at Sonic. Please explain.
Oh, I never fucking go to Sonic. I hate Sonic. They must spend all their money in their stupid infrastructure and their stupid fucking roller skates. It's disgusting. We waited for probably 10 minutes for this disgusting food. It cost me $36. The only reason we didn't go to In-N-Out was because it was just too far. And I had 20 miles. My tank was zero. And I'm like, I'm just going to. It was across town. We'll go to fucking Sonic. I got them two stupid kids meals. I got myself a cheeseburger. Disgusting. Probably horse meat. Then I got a side of onion rings, a delicious pretzel twist that was fucking delicious. That's the only thing going. It was hot, fresh, delicious. I would totally recommend that.
Yeah.
And then some mozzarella sticks, which they didn't even give me any marinara sauce. And
bullshit.
It was fucking disgusting. Their ice is delicious. The Coke was watered down. Warner said, this food is disgusting. The only thing, the drink is delicious. And the pretzel was delicious. Everything else is trash. That was his.
I love
the
it.
The fries were good it. If it was fresh. But it was fucking gross. And every single time I go there, I remember why I don't go
you
there.
Don't
and
go.
I drive right on past. COVID should have got that like the snake it should be getting. It's disgusting. You know,
the only time I would ever eat Sonic like in my life was leaving Las Vegas, being either hungover as fuck. One time we got kicked out of Vegas, so we were like drunk as fuck. And the Sonic was just, it's like the right, if you're wasted or if you're like super hungover, it's edible. Other than that, I just don't think you can eat it.
I think it's even that. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's just a waste of fucking money. When you can go to In-N-Out, which the last time I went to In-N-Out, I got a bite of maybe like a bone or something, which kind of like you can't stop thinking about it.
What?
Still, I feel like I have a hair stuck in my throat like fucking Larry David. And it's disgusting. I feel like I ate someone's hair. I'm so disgusted. I want to vomit. I am so disgusted. It's just it made me sick. Oh my God. But In-N-Out is always delicious. It's so cheap. It's dirt cheap.
It is.
And it's
cheap.
Hot. And
Neapolitan shake is one of my favorite shakes in the world. They're Neapolitan.
Oh God. Wow. God bless you. So I've never had that. Neapolitan is not something I would never chuck a Neapolitan anything at Donald Trump's face. My mom shows up with Neapolitan.
I love a Neapolitan ice cream.
And it's like, you're fucking 70. Oh my God. You're so funny with that.
I love a Neapolitan.
That is hilarious.
All right.
That's because you like to go to Italy and shit.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a European taste bud. Like my parents, have never been anywhere, but yeah.
All right.
If you like Neapolitan, God bless you. It's the last thing left in the fucking freezer. and right, take a breath. And the strawberries is left always.
You're thinking of two different things.
Neapolitan chocolate vanilla strawberry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were there's also a Neapolitan that's the Italian one that has a pistachio, which I love.
Oh, they call that Neapolitan?
Traditional Neapolitan. Yes.
Oh, that's what it's. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not eating fucking pistachio anything either.
Oh, I love
unless it's the nut. I should try it though. I would be more prone to eat that than.
We are doing in April a get our opinion on episode where you can tell us anything you would like us to get our opinion on. As you can tell, Justine has a few opinions. Very mild, calm. It'll be fun.
I told Tyler, I've never been told I was a ranter until we started doing this podcast.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
I was like, I don't know if that's a positive.
Ask your parents.
But Tyler goes,
they would consider
you're definitely a ranter. You have a lot of passionate ideas. Like, oh, wow, I never would have thought. But
you 100% do. Everybody,
and I was just talking
to everyone.
He's like, you just ranted now.
Everyone who has written us reviews lately, we appreciate you so much. Everybody's talking about Justine's rant, so we love it. AMC Goatface, love you. Rebecca_K, love you. Tickle in my pickle, love your name. Thank you so much. Literally best ever. It just makes our life. We appreciate you guys so much.
Reached out. Her name's Sarah, she said, but.
Oh, okay.
God bless you. We love you so much.
To write us kind words and taking time out of your day to do that. It literally makes our day. So thank you so much.
And helps and our forget, podcast. Follow us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Follow us on Instagram, Escape Girly Podcast, and Twitter, Escape 2 Pod. We go off on Twitter. Twitter's our spot. So let's do it.
What do you think about Jen Shah? I'm sorry to talk about Bravo, but I have to talk about it while it's fresh. We'll probably forget about it by the time we tape Bravo.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
The feds at came all. And got her.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what a telemarketing scheme is, a fraud. I wonder how they're.
They were essentially, it sounds like they were preying on like old women, like people with disposable.
When they call up and say,
like, yeah,
your social security number has been.
I can't figure out if it was like a pyramid scheme.
The husband is in on it. I mean, maybe he's not in on it, but how can he not know? I think he's dumping her to the side.
Yeah,
but where's all this money coming from? If you had buckets of money, your husband would be like, the fuck you getting all this
maybe
money?
Maybe he believed, I don't know why I'm giving him benefit of the doubt, but maybe he believed whatever she fucking said she was doing.
Then they're not married. Then they're not in a relationship.
Well, married, but they're.
I mean, they're married, but they're not in a relationship. If you fucking don't know your spouse is running a fraud scheme that the feds are going to come fucking arrest her for, that's wacky.
Yeah. It happens. Though.
That is extreme.
Yeah.
The feds.
See. It's great. Love
it. I love it. And and she was taping. She was recording.
Yeah. Yep.
It's great.
Love it. They got
I thought it would be Mary, but
two.
I guess Mary's clean.
No, churches know what the fuck they're doing and they're tax exempt. It's like hard to come for a church.
Yeah,
what
it
the
is.
What are they doing? You know?
And she might have family money, but.
All right.
I'm almost loving Mary. Mary's coming out looking like my favorite in season two. I'm going to hate Leah and love Mary. The worlds have twisted. I already hate Leah.
All right.
So don't listen to our podcast.
Let's start with Natalie and Mike, my personal favorite.
Here, hold on one second before we get started.
All right. Let's get into it with Natalie and Mike. Pure comedy. He's fucking with her till the very end.
Why is he getting married? She must be a real good lay. That's what I figured out.
What did they think they were going to hear from the freaking attorney? Like, it was like they thought they were suddenly, he was going to be like, listen, it's not a problem with COVID. Now anyone can stay as long as they want. You know, it's like, what the fuck did you think you were going to get? I don't know.
Surprised it didn't get extended, but I'm surprised there wasn't any changes, like a 30-day extension or something, but.
Is it surprising Trump was president? Like, they give a shit about anybody?
Well,
taxes
were postponed. I mean, a lot of things were postponed.
Yeah, but
a lot of, you know,
didn't deal with non-Americans.
Oh, you know? Right. That's
like,
a good point. Very good point. They're lock her ass up.
Right.
Yeah, she's never getting. Yeah, very good point. True.
Yes,
I love how he's like, well, what happens? There's so many people here. And she's like, well, when she goes, she has a fucking expired visa and passport.
And
shit's going to hit the fan.
Right. And like
that
Natalie
so funny.
Is literally asking some random lawyer, like, so what should I do? And she's like, this isn't a legal question.
And the way that she hops in, like, they're happy go lucky. This is only 2 days after they've made poor Tamara drive 3 hours to Seattle, then drive back. I would never talk to them again if I was Tamara or whatever the hell her name is.
I saw your tweet about why we didn't see any of these major conversations. And that's the shit that pisses me off. We're seeing glimpses of their relationship when the three most pivotal fights they've had that have created all of this shit, we haven't seen one. You can't keep the cameras rolling when she comes home. It's like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. That's what we're all waiting for. Absolutely. What are they even talking about? Looks like they made up.
Yeah, and it makes it even harder to understand what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
To see all these spurts of shit where it's like,
he's calling her baby.
And it's just so obvious that he doesn't want to marry her. It's like,
why does he do it?
Newsflash, if it's one day away and you're begging somebody to marry you, it's not fucking happening. It doesn't matter.
Don't yell at me.
It's justification to me that I know they've already split up. Shout out to whoever put us up on that information that they are.
Well, I guess Bo, he went against the NDA. He got in trouble for spouting his mouth.
Oh, love
it. Stay quiet. Isn't that great?
What are they going to do to
Bo? Is it cousin Bo or Uncle Bo?
Uncle Bo.
He's great. He looks young, doesn't he?
I'm sorry. I will not keep in touch with you. No, I do not think he looks young at all.
Justine has a sick head.
For being an uncle, it looks like, I don't know, Mike looks the same age. I don't know. They look like they could have been playing together in a nursery. I don't know.
Something's wrong.
That when you have that whole mustache and everything, it hides wrinkles.
Oh, God.
But when she says we slept in separate bedrooms, the whole thing, how she's walking behind him, like everything. Now you're back in the house when you were going to leave. And I would sleep at the fucking airport. Get a life.
It makes no sense to me. I don't understand what he's trying to pull off.
If you have a reservation that's paid for, what is hotel policy that you have to have the matching credit card? It's ridiculous.
Because usually when you have a
not a rental car matching a license. Yeah.
You do need to submit a card for incidentals.
Right. But why can't it just be anybody's?
Right. I guess they don't have cards.
Who cares?
Yeah, I love that. Just send them right back.
You know, she had his, or whose name was it under? Because she had Mike's card, but Mike had to be there, or what was it?
Yeah, probably the reservation was
they were
essentially trying to use a credit card they didn't have an ID for. Yeah, I think it has to match somehow. Yeah.
They're going to laugh at me. She's funny. She's a nut job. Yeah, we are laughing at you, Natalie. We're laughing right at you. The whole country, the whole world is laughing at you. You're right. You're a joke. Mike are a joke. You're his coworkers. Can you imagine working with Mike? It's like working with Colt and seeing this joker on 90 Day Fiance.
Right.
It'd be great.
At this point, she is just as culpable in this fucked up bullshit as him, because you're literally like,
this happens a lot,
sitting there hoping you get married tomorrow. And then what? Your problems are going to go away. Then you're married to someone who doesn't want to be married to you. You're trapped in America and living in the wood. What the fuck you got going on?
I bet a lot more times than not, couples are fighting like cats and dogs before they get married. And then they get married. Then they get divorced. It's a fucking joke.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a, there's Natalie's nuts. Mike's nuts. I love that Mike is just as crazy.
Pop. Tits out. She has really huge boobs. Yeah. She did.
Yeah.
She was coming through with her.
That's what I mean.
Not.
She hops on that penis and just twirls around and does a lot of crazy things.
You might be right. Yeah.
She's keeping them happy. Men are such pigs, and COVID is marrying people that shouldn't. COVID's done a lot of horrible things. Like, that's the reason they're getting married.
Right. So true. God, a mess. All right.
What a
else
joke.
Those
and
two?
The fact that they get divorced 6 months later is just so funny.
Pure comedy to me. It's like, of course, anyone saw this shit coming. Anyone.
Oh, it's like that wedding, that hillbilly wedding I went to where it wasn't the husband and the wife fighting, but the brother poked the eye out of the groom, and his eye was all fucked up, wearing an eye patch on their wedding, and set his suit on fire at the end of the driveway. I mean, weddings make people nuts.
Yeah,
getting
they
married
do.
Well, she's nuts too, but it's only one day. Will you marry me?
We went to a wedding with one of Dorian's friends, and we were eating brunch the day of the wedding. So it's like 10 a.m. And the groom and his like best man and a few other people were walking in from coming out for the night, and he was like blacked out, and it was 10 a.m. the day of his wedding.
Jovi.
And he looked at himself in the mirror. This is when I knew he was like gone. He didn't even see us. He looked in the mirror and started like dancing. Like he like loved the look of himself, and then like slumped over, and they like carried him upstairs. 5 hours later, he was at the wedding looking like death. Like he wanted to die.
What does he want to get married at that
insane,
point?
Insane, right?
You got to, it's such little boy behavior. I don't want to, I want to marry a man, you know?
It was like miserable. It was terrible.
Did like, they stay married?
Yeah, they're still married. I think it just like, it was
maybe
a bad
people
decision.
Like to party.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a bad partying decision.
But wild. God, if I was a bride, it would just set the tone for the day, and I'd be so pissed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I would be so pissed. All right. Let's talk Yara and Jovi. I texted Justine this. No, I didn't. I posted on Twitter, but then we were talking about it via text. But I can see Yara's old face in her new face when she's happy. Like when she's smiling,
yes.
She looks like a different
You're
person.
You're right. It's when she's happy.
Yes. When she doesn't move her face, she looks completely different. When
Very
she's
good
like kind
point.
Of smiles, she
she's
looks
pretty.
Like her old
is that,
face.
Is that good plastic surgery or that's good plastic surgery then, huh?
I guess. I don't know. It's a little like two-faced to me. Like she looks like two different people.
You're so right though. This past episode, she really looked like her old self.
Yeah, she did.
Fascinating.
I don't understand if they had a plan to get married in Vegas the entire time, why we're in this state of affairs that we're in with getting the tux last minute and the rings. He seemed didn't want to spend a dime on that ring. He was acting like a douchebag. He looked like he could care less about the tux. You know, it's like,
he looked handsome in the tux though. I gotta say it was a nice tux.
Yeah. Right.
The tux lady though, she was really funny. Just ramping it up. She must watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Hilarious.
Graceland, freaking out about it.
She's like measuring him, like, you think they're gonna show up, you know, in Vegas, you never know. It's like, oh my god,
Yara's not a Vegas marriage type of girl. How'd she get wrangled into this?
I don't know. She doesn't seem like a Vegas wedding
is it because she's
all.
Not from the U.S. so Vegas is very glamorous. When you're in Vegas, I meet a lot of people that come from all over
Everywhere.
The world. Vegas is
yes.
really yeah. a desirable place, and then you get there and
it's just
it's cool
behavior.
But you know, it's just a dump too.
I mean, Vegas is
it's fun but
can suck your life away. Like if you spend too many days in Vegas, you emerge like a shell of a human being. Like the lack
how
of
many
light,
days
to me three nights
two days
is like the max
nights, yeah.
yeah 2 days
and that
nights.
Third night you want to kill everybody you're with and you just want to be home.
Yes,
if you have to drive home I'd kill somebody.
I used to do that drive a lot. Yeah, it's Vegas is not for the it. Vegas is just not a peaceful experience. You don't emerge from Vegas feeling rested.
And ever. You're broke.
Yeah, you're broke. Sick. You're hungover. You can't talk. Your voice is like.
But Yara scaring somebody at the blackjack table is like against my rules. I wouldn't get married for that reason.
Fuck no! You're
you don't
interrupting
know me
my
when
play.
I'm gambling.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know me when I'm gambling.
Just keep on walking, bitch. Now I don't
it
need to call
does,
her a bitch.
Like,
she's a nice girl.
It does suck, like gambling. Like you can block out anything around you when you're like at a table, you know?
The
so
rush.
It's like he probably didn't even know she was like where she was, what day it was, what time it is, you know? Time flies when you're gambling.
And he had put in his time before, the night before. Yep. The poor girl, she gets one night of romance and the rest of his life. He might turn around, but I doubt it, right?
I don't
maybe
get
she'll
it.
Be okay with it, I guess. I hope
maybe,
the best for him. Maybe
yeah,
the daughter
know.
Will keep her busy.
Right, maybe.
The dad is funny. Now the dad knows she's pregnant. I think they should tell the friends that she's pregnant. So they're not sitting there calling her a see you next Tuesday behind her back.
Right. Yeah.
Those first 3 months are almost just as bad as the last three.
Yeah. Cause
not really,
out.
But
right.
You can't get out
way.
Of bed, but it's just a nightmare. Sometimes you're sick.
Right.
It's so new.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't know.
Totally.
Can you smoke in Vegas? In the casinos, or is it optional? Is that
they have
gone?
Smoke-free corridors, but you can still smoke.
God,
wild!
I remember in Canada, that smoke. And I love how some I love places that it's an open space.
Yes.
And like the smoke does not drift.
It's like the fuck. You know, it's like back in the day in planes, one side of the plane was non-smoking, the other side was smoking. It's like the
so funny.
I know.
On an airplane. Can you imagine? That is great.
Wild.
Can you imagine smoking on an airplane? Look how far the fucking world's come.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right. Don't take my guns. I got to be free. But look at, I mean, you can't be freaking smoking on an airplane. I don't mean to get into gun control, but yeah, it's just crazy. Things change.
All right. Let's talk Tariq and Hazel. You know what? I have to say I found the wedding sweet.
I found a lot of the wedding suite. Yeah, I did too.
Julian Brandon too. I was like, look at this cute little couple.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think.
Tariq, I mean, Hazel looked gorgeous. I hate Tariq's outfit.
Beautiful.
But it's
Hated it.
Hazel's one of the most beautiful brides we've ever seen, I think.
She looked perfect. I loved that her family was there at like 3 a.m. I thought it was hilarious that she described Tariq. And she was like, oh, I just want to like, let me bite you. When she said that about him, I was like, oh God, maybe you guys are a match.
Yeah,
she looked great. I thought it was sweet. Yeah.
I love how they have the daughter involved. I like when I see kids because it is a family thing. It's not just you two.
Right.
He does care about that daughter and it's great. It's nice to see. And I love how Angela really steps up to the plate for these people. How she's marrying them. God bless her. She's great. I love her so much. I really want to just give her a big hug. She's awesome.
He has nice people around him. It was nice his brother came. I love. See, there's choices Tariq makes. Like, he's going to get fully dressed and then load his car for the wedding and unload shit, like sweating.
Stinky.
And it's like, you know what I mean?
I know. I know.
I don't understand.
It's a man thing, maybe. It's gross.
Totally.
And I love how he whips out this pillar. Like, where the fuck you even find that?
I know.
And then his brother. So no Dean. Him and Dean are in a fight. Is that right?
Yeah. Because Dean is dating some, I don't know, some chick.
Oh, it's too bad. I love them as brothers.
Two sides of the same coin, those two.
Yeah, right?
I think
it was beautiful, though. It was nice.
I could see if she finds a girl... She needs to find a girl more into her than Tariq.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she needs to find a lesbian that's cool with being someone with a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
she'll deal with Tariq.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it'll be
because Tariq, is he doing it for him or just to make Hazel happy? It seems like he's almost doing it to make Hazel happy. There we go. Right. We got a sister wife crossover.
There
we could get it with that person. Somebody messaged us and said he looks like Joel Osteen, the guy from Seeking Sister Wife, and now I can't take that out of my head.
It's so true. That's
what
great.
A scumbag Joel Osteen is.
Yeah. We're talking Seeking Sister Wife on Patreon, guys. It's so shit show. All right, anything else on Tariq and Hazel?
No, I love the limo, like the 2003 vibes with the neon lights and limo.
People love a limo. Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiance.
I don't ever want to sit in a limo like that again in my entire life.
You know what I
feel like I'm going to die.
Think of when I think of a limo is that recent crash they had where like
yes,
the entire wedding
in upstate
party,
New York.
Yes.
Dead.
Yeah.
Because the guy freaking,
No.
I want to ride in an SUV like I'm the vice president of the United States.
I want to be in a Sprinter van, a Mercedes, like a Sprinter van.
Yes.
Big, nice, spacious, like they take around. I want that, or I want like a chauffeured
where you can
car.
Hang
That's
your.
All I need.
Yeah,
I don't need. To
yeah, you know what I want? I want a Volkswagen. My mom and I were eyeing them, Sprinter van or the Euro van. I want one so bad. Give us one Volkswagen.
One
not a VW bus, but one
of
those.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you know, it's not child molester van. It's right in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
It's the nice child molesters.
All right, let's talk Julia and Brandon.
Julia?
Julia,
not say her name correctly the entire time?
I was calling her that as a joke, and I didn't realize it was actually her name.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
That's rude of Brandon and everybody to not call her by her real pronunciation, if that's the case.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought that was weird, too. Or she just let it ride? I don't know.
Or maybe she likes to be called Julia. I don't know. But Brandon's vibes at the beginning were very odd.
Terrible. It was a weird transformation from like that scene with them with the flowers to them
in the wedding, which I actually thought was very sweet.
I did too. I thought her wedding dress was cute. The sneakers are an interesting choice.
And the jean jacket.
I really love it.
You know what it felt like to me? Someone will remember this. When we were the youth and there was like a prom dress magazine that people would send out with like different prom looks.
It did look like a prom look.
It looked like she was like trying to look hip going to prom.
I would agree 100%.
Or homecoming. Working.
Yes. I would have liked the veil to be a little shorter.
Yes.
But she looked very cute. She was pulling the halter off. She didn't look like a hooker.
No. I thought their wedding was beautiful.
That's a youthful look.
Yes. Yeah. I loved the parents, everybody's FaceTiming. They had 3D camera. They had like 360 cameras. Like they're the fucking Kardashians. Everybody.
Church was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Brandon looked decent.
Yeah.
He makes my skin crawl, but he looked decent.
I like that they exchanged vows in their own languages. That was actually very sweet.
Yeah.
If I had only seen the wedding. Yes. If I'd only seen the wedding, I'd be like, they've got it. They're perfect.
Yes.
But then when you see everything else, it's like, oh my God.
He seemed like he was doing her a favor.
Yes. 100%.
And if COVID didn't exist, would they have gotten married? I don't know.
I don't know either.
COVID got these people married.
I love the dad whipping out the suit. Oh, it's my funeral, my wedding suit out today. What's today? It's like, oh God, what a sad life. You got one suit you throw on for every event.
I hate the dad. Oh, my dad's line is, glad I'm seen and not viewed. Shut up, dad.
I love
it's
that.
True, but God, don't say it everywhere you go. I don't need to think about you dying. Now, I hate the dad. I do love the mom, I have to say. She's cute.
I think the same. She's loving with Julia.
I
don't hate the dad as much as you do, but I don't know.
He's not my favorite. I wouldn't want to be left alone with him. Anything wrong. I just don't want to make small talk with him.
Oh, no. That's my nightmare.
Yeah.
Any of them, honestly.
Yeah. The mom, Pop-Pop. I'd love to run into at the grocery store.
No, see, but, that's why you and I are different.
But I think Julia feels at home with them, and so it's nice. I hate Brandon.
I loved her describing her dad as happy, sad. She's like, you know, he's sad, but happy. Happy, sad.
That's
like, yes,
dads.
That is. But that's dads at a wedding. You know, they are happy, sad. Yeah, it's like they're happy, but they're at the same time. It's a sad moment.
That tiny bubble bath with the dirty, on the side of the bathtub that everybody was. I wouldn't have noticed it really, I don't think, but the
I didn't notice
mold
it.
On the side of the bathtub
wasn't
clean. And it's that tiny little bathtub. It looks romantic, but it's not.
I don't like baths. I'm not a bath person at all. I've been forcing myself to try because I have like CBD bath bombs and shit. And I'm in there for 10 minutes. I'm like, the fuck? Like now
I used to take a lot when I was a kid, but
lukewarm. It's just not an enjoyable experience. Two people in a bath, you think it's going to be romantic.
God,
it's not. Got fat rolls and shit.
Oh, and it's hot.
Yeah.
It's even a hot tub. It has to be like a big, spacious hot tub.
Yes.
Even that is a nightmare. Yeah.
So true. Did you guys want our opinions on hot tubs and baths? Because you just got it.
But that was a tiny bathtub.
Yeah, it was.
Brandon looks small, though. How tall is Brandon, you think? 5'9"?
Yeah. He seems like a very small person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thin legs. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I really don't like him.
No, me neither.
Do they stay married?
I wonder. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. They might.
God, and she's gone from her family across
the world.
The world forever. God, that seems so extreme.
It's wild.
What is she like in him?
I have no idea.
Like, what is he? How do you even describe Brandon? There's a white wall. That's how you describe him. He's boring as hell.
So boring. I don't understand the appeal at all. She's on this farm. I mean, yeah. When I saw her in that little cat headband, putting those flowers together, just makeup, unmakeuped, like in sloppy clothes. It's like, God, she's just been broken down by these people. Now she's a farm person. Wearing a cat hat.
Shopping at Hot Topic.
Right.
Yeah. And he's at home watching This Old House. I can't stand him.
Yeah, me neither. All right. Last but not least, Rebecca and Zied. I thought this
it was sweet.
No, I thought it was so sad.
I think they'll stay married. They look like a match. They look like two bikers ready to go get some barbecue.
The whole wedding made me sad. Her corset made me sad. The fact that no one told her not to wear that
was
shit.
Actually a decent,
a decent
solution if it didn't fit.
Put on a fucking shawl.
But the corset was really, but I don't think it zippered up, or just don't fucking wear that dress.
I mean, she looked like a linebacker walking out there because it pushed up all of her.
Those tits.
It pushed up the tits and the shoulders
and the back
fat.
The corset was so tight that didn't fit.
No, just like she looked deeply uncomfortable.
No,
she kept.
I don't buy her story with buying that
dress
either.
She looked like it's just all. And then she's being walked down by a random friend and the sister's boyfriend.
Aggressive,
or are they even married?
Boyfriend.
I don't even.
Yeah,
know.
He said it's son-in-law, like, but he's fucking the blonde girl. She looks miserable. The daughter. The daughter's talking shit to her mom. Is this her fourth wedding or her third?
I think fourth.
I think fourth too. I didn't realize that. I thought it was the third. The Cinderella bucket is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It just made me, the whole thing made me sad. Just deeply sad to watch people force this bullshit onto themselves.
You know, I'm not, I don't think it's sad unless it doesn't work out. If it works out and Zied and her really do last, I thought it was nice.
Oh, if I was at that wedding,
I think Zied seems nice.
Laughing. Because it just I mean, you've got two random dudes in jeans, neither of which you're related to, walking you down the aisle.
You've grown up around too many classy people.
Well,
I think that's
like,
your problem.
Like,
I really do.
Who gives this person away? And he's like, oh, I guess I do. It's like they don't. It's like it was.
No, it's hilarious.
Oh but, my god! Too many classy.
I people. Think Rebecca is. It is. She's happy though. I think she's okay with it. So that doesn't make me sad. I'm more sad about like. Maybe the saddest is Jovi and what's his face.
Listen, if my daughter says to me while they're getting ready, maybe next
she's a
wedding,
bitch.
when it's like it's a red flag to me. What decisions have I made in my life? B, what the fuck? Well, who talks to you?
When your daughter's
like that?
Talking to you, like, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the decision she's made. Her daughter's talking shit to her.
Right.
Everybody hates Rebecca. She doesn't bug me as much as everybody. She's a shitty.
Oh, I find her
whatever.
Obnoxious.
She makes crappy decisions, but she is obnoxious. I don't know why I'm being so nice to her, but
you never know.
I hope it works out.
Heart.
I hope it works out for them.
I hope
Zied seems nice, don't you think?
Yeah, I like Zied.
What does he see in this whole situation?
I don't know. Maybe it's love.
She's gonna ruin it by being pathetic, though. She will ruin
it. She will. Yeah, she will.
What's Zied gonna do? What's he going to do every day?
I don't know.
Does he go off and get a job now? And
they're going to have no kids. Right. I don't know what the future is. I don't want to watch it, though. I don't want to happily ever.
Oh, God. I don't.
Good.
No,
I don't
we're
want
done.
Anybody. I'm done with. I
they
want
didn't
new
need
people.
That whole hullabaloo of a wedding. I thought it was just pointless. Just get freaking married. Why do they even need to be there? You shouldn't even invite your daughter. She's a bad juju. As I said, I really believe the boyfriend pushed her down the stairs. I don't trust them. The boyfriend spits his tobacco into his can of soda. He's a disgusting pig. The daughter, too.
Oh, I really feel.
I don't trust him. I just want him to prove everybody wrong. But no, she was annoying in Target.
Target we'll is one of the things people wanted to get our opinion on. So settle in.
God, what don't you love about Target? But I'll hold it in.
Oh, hold it
there
in.
There were some other ones that I didn't write down because I wrote down the list. I didn't catch from what you posted yesterday. Did you catch the request?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I made a list of the other ones. Okay. Or I can send you mine or whatever.
That's
going to be exciting.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Somebody wrote, what do you think of a cheater and if they stay? That's a laundry. That's a whole.
This might have to be a multiple episode.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
We'll see how far we get in one episode and then take it from there. All right,
I'm
friends.
Excited. Send us what you want
Fun
our opinion.
Stuff happening. Yes, please do. You can DM us Instagram,
packing
email
tape.
Us, Twitter, Escape 2 Pod, Escape Rally Podcast. We're everywhere. Find us. DM us. We love you guys so much. We'll be back before you know it.